While the big national races were decided early in this election, some of the most hotly contested local campaigns remained unresolved until the final precincts were in. And even that will probably not be the final word, as hundreds or even thousands of late mail-in and provisional ballots remain to be tallied. For Susan Gorin, holding a very narrow lead in a tight, sometimes nasty race with fellow Santa Rosa City Council member John Sawyer for the 1st District seat on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, it's an uneasy case of deja vu.
Just a few short months ago, the situation was reversed where John was beating me by a few votes on election night. And as the weeks went on, that reversed itself and I was the top vote getter. So anything can happen.
On the Santa Rosa Council, with two seats open and only two incumbents running, it was a given that new faces would join them. It appears they will be those of newcomers Aaron Carlstrom and Julie Combs, joining returning councilmen Ernesto Olivares and Gary Wysocki. Of those four, all but Olivares also backed Measure Q, which would have brought district elections to the city. It trailed badly from the start, but Combs told KRCB election coverage host Ed Bebout the issue of underrepresented neighborhoods will still require council attention.
South Park's never had anyone. Mm-hmm. Kiwanis Springs hasn't had anyone. North of West 9th or West College, Piner Coffee area, they've not had representation. We've had some problems with that. One of the things the new council is going to have to do is really work hard to make sure that those areas are heard.
Another very tight race pitted incumbent Assemblyman Michael Allen against San Rafael City Councilmember Mark Levine in the newly redrawn 10th Assembly District. Both are Democrats, thanks to the state's new top two primary system, and Allen reported that many voters were confused by that.
A lot of times you'll go to the door and talk to them, they'll say, well, I'm voting for the Democrat. Well, there's two Democrats in the race. And so as you can see tonight, it's a good night for Democrats, and so far it's been a good night for Levine and myself. It's very, very close. But what I try to do is to talk about my experience, about what I've achieved already in the Assembly, and what I want to do in the future. Mr. Levine tended to talk more about the culture of Sacramento and going there and changing that culture.
With all but the final precincts reporting, Levine led in that race by 421 votes. In other city council contests, Sebastopol voters narrowly favored newcomers Robert Jacob and John Ader, while Healdsburg returned incumbents Gary Plass and Tom Chambers, along with Sean McCaffrey. Sonoma voters chose David Cook and Lori Gallion, while Cloverdale reelected Marianne Brigham and Robert Cox. In Cotati, Measure U to ban roundabouts passed handily, while incumbent council members John Deloso and Susan Harvey, who both supported the roundabouts, were reelected. And Petalumans replaced Tiffany Renee with Planning Commission member Kathy Miller, while Mike Healy and Gabe Kearney were given new terms. At the top of the local ballot, Congressman Mike Thompson easily won a sixth term in his consolidated new 5th district, while termed-out Assemblyman Jared Huffman completed his bid to succeed retiring North Coast Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey. That race was effectively decided when Huffman dominated the June primary, which has given him ample time to prepare for his new position.
My first request is going to be the Natural Resources Committee, because this is a district that demands and deserves leadership on natural resource issues, and it's something that I have worked on the better part of my career.
Finally, the late returns saw the statewide Proposition 30 begin to pull markedly ahead after consistently trailing early in the evening. Election officials now have 28 days to finalize their ballot counts. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.